We tried to rally people around. There was no response. We tried no response. But eventually we started. How it happened, there is a brother that is in Dover, Delaware. He came to Harrisburg for something. And he spent a night with me. And I shared my burdens with him. He said, just start with your family. So we started. Me, my wife, and three kids. Every Sunday, we worship there. We kept telling people, we kept calling people, we kept worshiping there. That's how we started. And after doing that like 2 months or so, I reached out to the bishop and told him what we were doing. And then he sent Canon Orimo Gunje and Canon Goss to come and see us. And it was the day they came that we moved from our house to a hotel, and we never went back till today.
Excellent. So what is one highlight story over the last few years that you would recall in your ministry at Church of the Pentecost?
You know, while we were in our house worshiping, one day a lady came to visit us. And she happens to be one of the ladies we've been inviting to come. And so when she came and saw us, we were closing when she came. She ridiculed us. She said, nobody going to come. Just stop doing this. You know, look for a church to join. What are you going to respond to, you people talking about Anglican church here and all that and all that? But we pressed on. But you know, today, that lady and her husband are the most consistent worshipers we have in that church. And last year, if you look at the report, our income was $26,000. That lady's tithe was the highest, was almost $7,000 of the 26. So God is calling you to do something, but you're going to hear negativities. People are going to discourage you. So that may speak through people that you never expected, but hold on to your call, to your dream. The same lady that ridiculed us, she is there every Sunday. She is there every midweek. Every. And if something happens that she has to travel, she will give a call or a text message and explain herself. The same lady. Amazing.
That's very encouraging. You know, my follow-up question was going to be, what challenges are you facing? But I think challenges in your setting, you're hoping to overcome. And so I'd like to ask you, what are your hopes and prayers for the future of Church of the Pentecost?
All right. We also have challenges, and which also are good for our hopes. My prayer has been, and I will ask that everybody here pray for us. Harrisburg happens to be the political hub of Pennsylvania. It's a capital city. And my prayer has been, I've wrestled with the Lord within this, that you give us a congregation that befits the capital region. Not a congregation of 20, 30, 40 persons, but a congregation that will mean that Anglicanism is really present in the capital area of Pennsylvania. So that is our hope, is our challenge. And like I said earlier on, September this year, our lease will expire. We do not longer want to stay in that basement. We want to move out to somewhere more visible. And just 2 days before I came to this synod, the Lord is awesome. I believe he has already done it. I went moving around through the city, and all the places I went to, none of them worked out. But just as I got to this traffic light, as I was waiting, somehow I found this way to my left, and that was a huge building. And while I was still waiting, I quickly took down the number and I called when I got to the next light. And the man answered, and he said it's 7,000 square feet. And the rate he gave me is so beautiful. At this point, it is heavy for us, but I believe that with your prayers, we have agreed we'll meet next week. When I go back from here, we're going to meet. And I want to ask you to pray for us that it's going to be at our own offer, not at his own. Amen?
Amen.
We are going to get that 7,000 square feet building. I believe the Lord, unless that is not a place he's leading us to go. That is our hope. That's our challenge. And the last thing I want to leave with us. Every Sunday morning, some of you may not have this experience, some of you may have it. Every Sunday morning, I run like 2 trips across Harrisburg City, picking people from the inner city who want to come to church with my vehicle. I need a minivan or a bus. If I can get that, one of my kids can relieve me. Some of the members of the church can relieve me. I need a minivan or a bus. And if perhaps you have a spare one, even if it's in Florida, call me, I'll come and pick it up.
Amen. Well, you had a specific